scythe swept through our house one night while we were busy doing other things. Dust filled his mouth, stopped his breath, and darkness took his soul.
His soul in this familiar place.
His body wasted by the sickness, his spirit
weary from the battle. He spoke to me forever, his son.
Of all things, save death. I longed to face it with him, but seeing his fear,
I feared to speak of it. And though we both saw death's
dark, irresistible form in the far corner,
we talked instead of evening shadows on bedroom walls. And so it went. There were no proud and profound last words, no bright rings.